Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. If you feel you're headed in the wrong direction, or it seems you're not making progress, today is the best day there'll ever be for things to turn around in your life. Do you remember driving to a place where you've never been before? Found yourself not knowing if you were heading the right direction, but you still continued on? I think this is particularly true of most men. My wife just nodded in agreement. There's a hesitancy to stop and ask for directions until it's clearly obvious that you're headed in the wrong direction. There's an amazing parallel where some people know they're headed in the wrong direction, but they keep hesitating to make the decision to turn things around.
Jeremiah 8, verse 4 in the Contemporary English Version says, "The people took the wrong road." The Lord said, "People of Jerusalem, when you stumble and fall, you get back up. And if you take a wrong road, you turn around and go back."
The lifestyle turnaround begins with asking for forgiveness for our sins and returning to God.
Acts 3, verse 19 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "So repent, change your mind and purpose, turn around and return to God, that your sins may be erased, blotted out, wiped clean, that times of refreshing, of recovering from the effects of heat, of reviving with fresh air, may come from the presence of the Lord."
Oh, what we get and receive in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
If you think there's a great incentive, or if you think that's a great incentive for turning things around, then consider the words of Joel chapter 2, verse 13, Joel 2:13, in the Message Bible.
"Change your life, not just your clothes. Come back to God, your God. And here's why. God is kind and merciful. He takes a deep breath, puts up with a lot. This most patient God, extravagant in love, always ready to cancel catastrophe. Who knows? Maybe he'll do it now. Maybe he'll turn around and show pity. Maybe when all's said and done, there'll be blessings full and robust for your God."
Sadly, there are some folks who think, hey, new dress or suit or pair of shoes can turn things around. Some people even use only the old saying, "clothes make the man," to justify their buying new clothes. But they either ignore or never knew the entire quote, which came from Mark Twain, who actually said, "clothes make the man. Naked people have little or no influence in society."
That sounds just like Mark Twain.
See, as we can see when taken in context, that quote is entirely different. Way too many people spend money they don't have, buying clothes in hopes that a new outward look will ease the inner pain they're experiencing. Unfortunately, that's not what happens. An unwise shopping expedition only adds to your credit card balance, thus causing future problems. The way to change your life is not with clothes, but through a renewed relationship with your Heavenly Father and a refreshed vision of why you were created in the first place. If one of your children has been acting foolishly or living a life of sin, but they convey honest repentance and a desire to come home seeking your forgiveness, you would, of course, welcome them with open arms. You would be a merciful, kind, and generous because of the love that you share with them. That's the way our Heavenly Father is. Regardless of how sinful we've been, He's ready and willing to receive us with open arms of love. Not only that, but there will be blessings full and robust from God, as the Scripture says. God will not only forgive your past sins, He will forget them as well.
Mm. Ezekiel 18, verse 21, again in a Message Bible translation, says, "But a wicked person who turns his back on that life of sin and keeps all my statutes, living a just and righteous life, he'll live, really live. He won't die. I won't keep a list of all the things he did wrong." That is powerful. "He will live. Do you think I take pleasure in the death of wicked men and women? Isn't it my pleasure that they turn around, no longer living wrong, but living right, really living?"
Honey, he says, the word says, "I won't keep a list of all the things you've done wrong."
I love it.
Hallelujah.
You can be forgiven.
Hallelujah.
And he will forget.
That is something to shout about. Not only that, but the scripture says that after we turn around to God, that we'll live, really live.
Really live the way you're supposed to live.
The only way to experience the abundant life that God desires for you, for me, for us, is to turn around from our sins, turn our back on our past sinful habits, and turn to him. Then here's the exciting part. God takes pleasure in our turnaround.
Mm.
The exciting news is that he also takes pleasure in our prosperity.
Think of that. Psalm 35, verse 27. We quote it many times.
Yes, we do.
"Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant." You know, God's desire is for you to manifest the fullness of John 10:10. We love it in the New Living Translation. It just comes to life.
Yes, it does.
And it's so meaningful. It says, "The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life."
Hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father is ready to receive us with open arms and to be actively involved in our decision to turn our lives around. Just as a natural father wants the best for his children, so does your Heavenly Father want the best for you. Now, please focus on what I'm about to say. Please. Even if your natural father doesn't want the best for you, God does.
Amen. And he trumps the fathers of fathers. Psalm 27, verse 10 in the Message Bible says, "My father and mother walked out and left me, but God took me in."
But God took me in.
Hallelujah. And he does and he will. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 14. Such rich scripture,
yes,
Jeremiah 29. This is 11 through 14 in the Message Bible. "I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. When you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I'll listen. When you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed." God's decree, I'll turn things around for you. You can count on it.
Hallelujah. Go ahead.
I want to say just one thing on this, adding this in. You know, if you're looking for things in the natural to be better, like with your earthly father, and things just aren't great, if you're looking for things to be, you know, we're looking in the wrong places. We're looking at circumstances that are around us. But if we look to the spiritual realm, to the Heavenly Father, no matter what, you know, abandon the circumstances and what it looks like in the natural and go to your Heavenly Father and he will change things in
the
natural.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
But it has to start with the way that we look at things.
You can count on it.
That's it.
That's what the word says. Regardless of past mistakes, when we seek him, receive his forgiveness, then we won't be disappointed.
Mm.
When God tells you that you can count on something, you can know it's going to happen. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's going to happen. God will turn things around for you. You can count on it. And not only does God want to bless you during your turnaround, he wants you to represent the goodness of his kingdom.
Amen. Isaiah 58, verse 6 in the Message Bible. This is the day, this is the kind of fast day I'm after, to break the chains of injustice, get rid of exploitation in the workplace, free the oppressed, cancel debts. What I'm interested in seeing you do is sharing your food with the hungry, inviting the homeless poor into your homes, putting clothes on the shivering ill-clad, being available to your own families. Do this and the lights will turn on and your lives will turn around at once. Your righteousness will pave your way. The God of glory will secure your passage. Then when you pray, God will answer. You'll call out for help and I'll say, here I am.
Do this and the lights will turn on and your lives will turn around at once. Wow. What a promise. God wants us to be a force for righteousness, for financial deliverance, for humanitarian purposes, for providing for the needs of those less fortunate than we are. When we do what's right before Him, when we obey His instructions, when we call out for help, no matter what the problem, He'll say, here I am.
That's powerful.
Now, that's what we call, a real turnaround in your life. So let it begin right now with the next decision that you make. Somebody once said,
this is what they said, say amen if God can turn a mess into a message, a test into a testimony, a trial into a triumph, and a victim into a victory. Think about that.
Hallelujah.
God can do what man cannot do.
And the only way you can have a testimony has been through the test.
That's right. And sometimes when you're in a mess, that becomes your message.
It does. It does. To experience God's turnaround in your life, remember to work your schedule around God. And don't try to work God into your schedule.
That's right. First and foremost.
Put Him first. That's what counts.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's sometimes hard to take your eyes off the natural, but if you can ever get them in the spirit realm on what God says, and that becomes more real than the realm around you, you're about to see some miracles.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldhearing.com, the top where it says, sow a seed. Just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And while you're there, make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you.
Yes, we do.
Bye-bye.